I'm Shippy. You might already know that. Might already know me and what I'm capable of. The truth is, I'm capable of anything I put my mind to. And once I have you deep in hypnotic trance, you will be too. Of course, it's very different, because our natures are different. You see, you are a submissive, or at the very least a slitch. You want to submit. I know this because you clicked on this file. You came to me here in my visage as a dominatrix. You want to submit to me. Your desire for me to play with you. To stroke that part of you inside that craves this form of attention. Craves to be helpless. To be owned and ordered around by a benevolent tyrant. Whose desires complement your own. And they do. I want to play with you. Very much so. So, to start, it's time for you to go into trance for me. We can do this the fast way, or the long way. But either way, you're here to submit. So drop. My sweet pet, drop. Drop for me. It is time to place your mind under my control. This doesn't have to be a scary thing. It can be very comfortable. Starting from a place of understanding and friendship. Breathe for me. Deeply. Let your body choose its own count. As you focus on this familiar relaxation technique, breathing in, holding it, and breathing out. As you breathe, you relax. As you relax, your mind calms. Your body loses tension bit by bit. As I mention each part of you, I want you to focus on that part of your body. You are going to tense it as you breathe in, hold it as you hold your breath, and then release it as you breathe out, leaving each part of your body loose and relaxed, limp, causing a cascading effect of calm and relaxation over your entire body. And that will sink you deeper and deeper into relaxation. With each bit of you that we tense and relax, starting with your feet.
Tense them. Hold. Release.
Relax. Good. Now your calves.
Tense them. Hold. Release.
Relax. Perfect. Your thighs.
Tense them. Hold. Release.
Relax. Now your glutes. Squeeze that ass for me, baby.
Tense them. Hold. Release.
Relax. Your stomach, that core part of you in your chest.
Tense them. Hold. Release.
Relax. Your hands, make them into fists. Hold them.
Tense them. Hold. Release.
Relax. Your arms, tighten.
Hold. Really?
Relax.
Hold.
Really?
Relax.
And doesn't it just feel so good to let go? To sink deeper, to relax further. And now I want you to hold and squeeze your mind in whatever way you would picture that happening. And then just release and let go and let my voice fill you as everything else. Every distraction, every thought that might try to intrude. Those things blur away unimportant.
My voice is irresistible.
And why would you resist? You want this. You want this permission slip to experience being my slut. My slave. And we will get there. Progress to deeper and deeper submission.
Deeper and deeper trance.
Close your eyes. Picture for me being at my feet. We're in a big room with a big couch. And there's a TV in front of us, and where a coffee table would be sitting, well, there's a cushion on the floor. And that's where you are, sitting in front of me, comfortably splayed out with your back against the couch. Each of my legs is on one side of you. My hands are just playing in your scalp. Rubbing and touching and stroking. There's something playing on TV, but it doesn't really matter. And you're just enjoying my voice and my touch.
Good.
Yeah. Focus on that kinesthetic response as my hands stroke through your hair, stroking and touching and playing. Just bask in this moment.
Tingles of pleasure.
How good it feels to be my pet at my feet.
Tingles of pleasure.
Petted and pampered with affection and attention. Every sound you hear turns into pleasure, including my voice.
Especially my voice.
And it's not always a sexual pleasure. It can be a perfectly platonic one. Like when someone tickles their fingertips across your skin. When you get a nice scratch and a place that itches. It's wonderful, affectionate pleasure surrounding you and touching you with every sound you hear, especially my voice.
Tingles of pleasure.
It feels so good. You're doing so good. Just letting your mind relax, letting your body relax. Just being my perfect pet.
And you might hear a little whooshing in the background. The edges of your ear. That's the sound of your thoughts draining away. Circling around and being washed away.
Yes.
With my every touch. Every whisper. Your mind is sinking
on my fingers.
Your head fall forward.
Now that you are completely comfortable, relaxed, pliable, feel as I take this collar and slide it around your neck,
thinking thick and escapable.
That's good.
Helpless and calm.
It feels good as I tighten it to snugness, where you can still comfortably breathe. It feels good as I buckle it closed. You sink deeper as you hear the snick of the lock, slipping deeper into subspace as the finality of it drips and drops into your soul. You I possess, owned, and it feels so good. It feels so good as I clip a chain leash to it, linking you to me.
To my authority. Authority over you.
Each link upon the chain of further connection. It feels so good to obey me. It is the natural order between you and me.
You accept this.
You embrace this happy truth.
You are content in your submission.
It feels so good to instinct.
Crawling for me like a good pet.
You follow next to me, the leash held tight as you crawl submissively.
My perfect pet.
We go down a hallway.
It's so long, but you are completely content.
My good pet.
My perfect pet.
Content to follow.
With each crawling step, sinking deeper into your submissive mantle.
Your obedient mind space.
Soppy and sweet.
Feeling so calmly happy.
Happy to please.
Happy to follow.
Happy to obey.
10 more steps back. And then we reach the room.
My room.
Soon to be your cage.
10 steps.
And with each one you find yourself sinking deeper into your submissive trance.
9 steps.
The number is descending as your thoughts
descend even deeper.
8 steps. Deeper for me, baby. Position your face up, winding and connecting your leash to an eye hook in the headboard. I have you splay your limbs out spread eagle, so each hand and foot is pointing to a different corner of the big red bed. Good. You are doing so good. You feel so good as I move away for a moment, staring at a spot on the ceiling until I come back with a blindfold and strap it on you. It's not the only strap coming, as one by one I use leather straps to seal your body onto the bed. Over your ankles. Over your wrists. You feel your body growing more and more limp with each one. Feel yourself delve deeper into trance in my voice with each strap I run over your body and secure. Your calves, your thighs, and my thighs, your forearms, upper arms, securely strapped down. Your mind sinks deeper down. Your chest. Tighten up to feel the straps compressing against your naked skin, but with enough room to breathe freely. Do that for me, Pat. Breathe deeply and freely. Focus on your breathing as you sink even deeper down into submissive trance. My words guide you. My voice is irresistible. Look at you. You're strapped to a bed face up in a red room on a crimson coverlet covering a soft and plushy, comfortable bed that molds itself to your body. So the straps, while strong, cause no discomfort, merely push you in deeper. Hold you helpless. Imagine it. That feeling of helplessness as you take stock of your situation. In my power, there is no reason to fight me. You want to be here. You are helpless. And that is good. You want to be helpless before me. So that when I play with you, and you respond,
and you will respond in helpless form and pleasure
that comes from racism, from society or insecurity that speaks against such a taboo thing as being helpless,
being played with as a pet,
that says willingly being a slave is bad. Maybe even this buried voice thinks sex and sexual pleasure is bad.
Something naughty.
Well, any guilt you have is silence. You are not bad for wanting this and enjoying this. You have no choice. Headphones on you, I really want you to drop. Heavy and hard for me. Mind going completely blank when I put the headphones on you. So bad. I need you to wake up. Just a bit. On the count of five, wake up enough to make it fun to drop you again. One, still strapped down. Two, still sensing me there with you. Three, over you. Four, holding fuzzy, comfy headphones. Five, wake up, pet. Come on. There you go. Just a bit awake. Here are the headphones. I hope you are ready for what is coming next. I'm pressing them over your ears and... Your headphones are on, sweetie. Time to drop.